Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Again, appreciation. A big shot, Bob, joining us in What's Poppin', talking a little hoop with us. He says, hey, man, you know, go get you a Giannis and don't worry. Figure out the rest later.
Mm-hmm.
Just bring Giannis to Houston is what Big Shot Bob says. I appreciate him joining us. But let's circle back around to these Texans because we heard from a few of them, including Jalen Petrie. And, I mean, talking about dudes who are like leader guys. This is a whole. Those names are starting to stack up now.
A lot of them on defense.
Starting to stack up. But one of the ones that gets a lot of who is his sponsor in this? Oh, it's Matt Burke. Matt Burke is the one who gets giddy talking about Jalen Petrie, and you can kind of hear why. But this defense absolutely has an opportunity to stake their claim as one of the best in team history. At the very least,
I think
organization
so.
History.
I think so. They're tracking that way.
Yeah. And so this was Jalen Petrie yesterday after OTAs talking about just how good the secondary and whole defensive unit could be.
I wouldn't, you know, try to define us in that way. I would say we're all hungry to continue to improve and get better. And we definitely have some dogs back there. So excited about, you know, the future and just getting. You know, in the past with the guys, like, you know, it's going to be a little bit different. But, you know, we're learning and we're improving right now, OTAs, and it's been fun so far.
Yeah, so first of all, his voice fits. Secondly, it does.
If you don't know what he's referring to, earlier in the show, we were hearing from Christian Kirk, who, I mean, he gave us a little insight, I think, the smallest nugget into what this offense might be, talking about it being dynamic, talking about the idea of a lot of pre-snap kind of motion and that type of stuff, which I found to be intriguing personally. But the thing that Lopez harped on was the idea that he thinks that man's voice is a little too big for his body.
Yeah.
And that actually got us thinking about the various people that in sports particularly who whose voices don't match their body. I think we got a couple of audio clips that maybe we run past the listening audience to see if they agree with. But, I mean, his voice, yes, I would say it does match his body. I mean, where are you at with their defense here?
Well, kind of where he is, and that's not the one that really stood out.
Okay.
The next one, 38, Figgy. You know, you put them together and you start to kind of form this thought, which I want to share.
Yeah,
for sure. It helps you to, like you said, see it from a different lens. Things, you know, slow down and you see how other players play it and be able to, you know, take some stuff from your game, take some stuff from their game and, you know, add it into one. So I think it wasn't what I wanted, but it definitely was positive for me to, you know, get injured and be able to watch for a little bit. But now I'm ready to go.
So he's talking about, you know, kind of what he got out of this. And this is where I started thinking, you know, he really only has been in this defense, in this role, 1 year and not even the complete year.
That's right.
And was really, really good. And I think I said this last week. If you think about it, we weren't sure about Jalen Petrie even going into last season.
No, absolutely.
You know, 100%. We didn't know what he could be, you know, how much of an impact he could have. And then he had a big impact. And so it got me thinking a little bit. Like, we know Will Anderson is going to be so important. You know, you can't lose Will Anderson. Same thing with the Danielle Hunter. We know Kamari and Stingley, you know, hopefully, you know, Kamari does take that next level step as we talked about this week. And they become those bookend, you know, shutdown type corners. We know Derek Stingley is, and we know Kamari's trending that way. Those are things we know that are so important to this defense. But when it comes to, like, the actual importance to what they can do with this defense, you can state a pretty strong case for Jalen Petrie. You know, they move him around a lot. They can move him around a lot. You know, he's really just starting in this role. He had a huge impact and still missed a lot of games. I think five, if I remember that correctly.
Yeah, 12 games that he played. So yeah, obviously, five he didn't.
So he missed five. Like, you can state the case, boy, if Jalen Petrie is on it and gets better all week long, he might be one of the keys.
All right, what's the level of better for you here, though, right? Like, where are you looking for better from Jalen Petrie? I mean, and of course, you hope that, as you mentioned, the opportunity to, you know, watch from the sideline, him taking that, I guess, inherent negative of getting injured, you know, breaking that that clavicle, what have you, and turning that into an opportunity to view it from a different lens, gain a different perspective. He was always there, right there on the end line, trying to get a feeling of what was happening, staying near the team. What do you think he's picked up? What do you think he gets better at in order to make this a better defense?
I think what he can do for you gives you options. You know, he's extremely physical. We knew that. He can play anywhere, and that's where the options come in with Matt Burke and D'Amico Ryans, you know, and what they can do, you know, against particular teams, where to line him up. He can go inside. He can rush. He can cover a little bit. You know, I think the options that he offers you, whereas these other guys, you always know the cornerbacks are going to be covering the wide receiver, you know, the best wide receiver. You know what Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter are going to do. Azeez Al-Shaair, tackling guy, you know, in the middle. But with Petrie, they kind of can move him around. He can play in a lot of different spaces. He can play linebacker. He can play pseudo, you know, nickelback in the middle. And I think that's where he becomes so important to this team.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, this is Jalen Petrie talking about his confidence level. As you mentioned, 1 year really playing in this nickel slot, or nickel spot, rather. This is the confidence level that he has going into year two of doing it.
For sure. Like I said, I'm just continuing to learn. I'm excited. You know, like you said, going into year two playing nickel and just looking forward to helping the team more, like doing more for the team and just, you know, contributing to more wins.
I mean, simple, right? Mm-hmm. Simple perspective there. Like, obviously, what has to be better is, like, coverage. I don't think that he is, like, terrible by any means. But he has certain games where he absolutely has been – he's been nails. I don't think anybody was good in the Jets game, but that one, like, if you're just looking at the quarterback rating against for him, right? And he's been up and down, but he's had games where he's been locked down in that circumstance, games where he's been pretty solid, and then a few games that he gets got. And if we kind of mitigate some of those, right, and the games that I'm talking about, seems like his passer rating against was pretty high against the Patriots. The Jets game, again, as I mentioned, everybody was kind of rough against. It was a little dicey against the Jags in week four for him. If we could cut down on some of those small instances, and of course the Titans week 18, or week 12 rather, because he wasn't there week 18. But yeah, if you can cut down on some of those instances of having those individual games where you have guys break out, and that's really the defense in general, right? Having those instances where the, you know, teams are able to have some deep shots on you, or being able to beat you in some of these one-on-one contexts, I think that's where you end up in a much better space for this defense. That's the opportunity. If you can stop some of those busts there, this defense is really, really problem.
Yeah, and you would fully expect, you know, opposing offensive coordinators and quarterbacks to maybe try to set up some mismatches with him, because he has been susceptible in some of these. But at the same time, I think what he gives this defense is the opportunity to maybe even blitz a little more. Certainly, you know, you probably have his advanced stats tackling in front of you, but I thought his tackling got a little better. His tackling got better last year. So when you have that and they try to attack the edges, or maybe, you know, as I said, he gives you options in coverages. You can blitz him. I think he's just sort of the, and I hate this term so much, but, you know, the Swiss Army knife kind of thing. That's what he gives you.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Yeah, I mean, look, when it comes down to, you were talking about the tackling, I mean, just through 9 weeks last year, he led that kind of that slot corner spot when it came to run stuffs. Like, this was a dude who absolutely, for a cornerback or for somebody who's going to be playing on the perimeter, that's one of the huge things, right, is you can't, I imagine, especially like zone or outside zone defenses, the idea is, hey, man, we're not blocking that corner. We're going to make that person tackle. If you're not blocking Jalen Petrie, you're actually sorely mistaken on what's happening here. I think that's one of the interesting things that he brings. And no, he absolutely has been really good tackling. I think, again, the one thing that people are looking at as a flaw with him is some level of coverage. But that physicality that he brings, no, that's absolutely there. And so I'm super excited to see what he looks like in with the level of progress. Because, again, you mentioned, right, we gave him a lot of credit. They signed him to a three-year, $39 million deal, all just off the idea, man, he had a very, very good season. And again, that was year one of in being in this new space, embracing it and finding it. I'm interested to see where it goes even further. Somebody said, yeah, Petrie's forte is actually run coverage, not pass defense, 100%.
Oh, I agree.
But he can help covering tight ends by absolutely leveling them. I feel like we want to make sure you do that in a way that is passable. And then here on the text line from the 346, the voice that Petrie had is the voice that they thought Christian Kirk would have. Can you give me Petrie one more time, and then I want to juxtapose it with Christian Kirk here.
Yeah.
So this?
Not yet. We haven't put on pads yet, so it's a little different. The offense and defensive line are working together in terms of OTAs.
That's Jalen Petrie. That's number five.
That could absolutely be Christian Kirk.
Except it's not. This is 5'11", 200-pound Christian Kirk, what he sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, every day is a game rep, and every, you know, that's the mindset, the mentality, and you know, guys like Will are, you know, the ones that you really see it
from.
Yeah,
you know, like, it's a little bit. I feel like y'all are doing a lot here.
He sounds like a defensive player.
I'm going to change my answer. I said earlier that he could be DeNico Autry. Think about a big, burly tackle from Notre Dame.
You're doing a lot.
You know, that
offensive tackle.
So he sounds fat.
Blake Fisher. Picture Blake Fisher. Play it again. And picture Blake Fisher saying,
I can't believe it.
Yeah, I mean, every day is a game rep. And every, you know, that's the mindset, the mentality.
I'd maybe give you Juice Scruggs. Maybe. You're not getting Blake Fisher out of me. You're not getting that, like. You know what? More than anything, that sounds like a running back, actually. One more time
for me,
if you don't mind.
No way.
Yeah, I mean, every day is a game rep. And every, you know, that's the mindset, the mentality.
Yeah, no.
He sounds like he played defense.
You're not getting
that's
lineman.
Blake Fisher, man. That's the offensive tackle.
We all over the place with this.
This is very, yeah.
Well, he's not 5'11". I'll put it that way. You know, that's not a 5'11 voice.
Just off the voice alone?
Yeah. Like, right. Reggie has a 5'11 voice because he's 5'11".
Y'all are some haters, bro. Y'all are some real haters. You know what? All right, so we're in this space again. We were talking about who are the all-time, like, just don't sound like what they look like candidates, all team. Mm-hmm. And so we had some ones thrown out. Figgy, can you run me through some of the candidates that we have here, if you don't mind?
Yeah, I forgot who we got here. I got this right here. Hold on.
And I remember watching the Akeem Olajuwon, like,
it's Sam Cassell right here.
I was like, wow, how are we going to win a game? You know, I didn't know that, you know, the veterans didn't really
get themselves in shape early on in camp. We got in shape in camp.
Mad Max.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mad Max is more of an interesting voice than Sam, because I feel like Sam Cassell, I've always been like, nah, that's.
I agree. Mad Max actually fits his persona better, too.
It fits his persona.
But it
don't feel like it fits his body. Don't tell him I said that, though.
He was like 6'4", man.
Yeah, for sure. Don't tell him I said that, though. Yeah. I got a lot of respect and love for Mad Max. All right, how about Patrick Mahomes is obviously very high on this list when we start talking about this. Like, Patrick Mahomes is absolutely in a different space here. all right, do you have another one here for me?
I actually got Patrick Mahomes right here.
All right, well, this one, I mean, let's just do the Kermit voice real quick.
Improving?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to be improving. The best improvement I've made is I've become patient. I learned how to throw it to the running back. It was hard for me. Every time I'd look downfield and I'd just be like, if he just maybe. I learned how to throw it to the running back.
All right, so
this is the best quarterback in the game.
It doesn't sound right, but I've gotten used to it.
Yeah. So that one didn't jar you
now
in the same way?
It's not as jarring. I remember when Mario Williams first got to the Texans, 6'7". He might have been 6'8". He was a big, big dude, number one overall pick. And I remember sitting down with him. Actually, we were walking over the bridge over there at NRG Stadium, and I was talking to him, and I went to myself, what?
No, you can't say it's restful. I mean, you know, we got to pay attention and try to help.
Yeah.
You know, translate what we see and so forth to the guys who are out there. You still got to, you know, take and do your part.
Rex, essentially.
That one's shocking.
That doesn't sound like the Mario Williams that we drafted.
But he played the game. Like I imagine that. I always think about folks like this that, you know, someone might, and I want to be clear, we are not making fun of these people. It's just like,
please be clear.
We are acknowledging the idea that maybe a little bit opposite than what you might expect looking at them. Not to say that that is bad or anything like that. However, I imagine that has all probably offered some opportunities for them to set the record straight with people that might have been making fun of their voices and who they look like. And I feel like Mario Williams, one of the prime candidates, would be like, oh, you got me all the way messed up.
Yes.
Don't let this voice fool you.
Yeah.
Someone said Carl Anthony Towns is absolutely one of those.
Oh, God.
Is absolutely one of those. But my favorite, and it actually goes in the opposite way, it is Calais Campbell. Have you ever heard Calais Campbell speak?
I can't remember. I'm sure I have, but I can't remember.
You got some Calais Campbell for me? Here's Calais Campbell.
Bring it back a lot of memories, that's for sure. You know, even just walking through the building, you know, there's just like so many just, you know, memories poured out of me. You know, this is where I got my start. This is
but
the team that believed in me.
But at least he has some bass in it.
No, that's the thing. He has a lot of bass. Yeah. I mean, he's 6'8", so but he sounds like he's like 8 feet tall. Like, he sounds like he is a ginormous, like the friendliest monster of all time is what Calais Campbell sounds like, and I love it. But yeah, shout out to somebody said prototypical big D lineman voice is Ndi Kalu. Yeah, Ndi Kalu.
Oh,
100%.
Just perfect D lineman voice.
He don't sound like no quarterback.
No, he sounds like the position he played.
I still can't believe that you're saying that Christian Kirk sound like he should not be the Christian Kirk that he actually is. But anyways, shout out to all the Texans out there doing their damn thing, or at least having done their damn thing at OTAs. Looking forward to mandatory minicamp next year. Oh, Avery Johnson got a weird voice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Of course.
But that's just that one. I don't even know that doesn't fit him as a stature.
Does.
It's just a different voice generally. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our lunchtime confessions, which are presented by the Men's Clinic. We will do that next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.